Good evening, and thank you for joining us for the Wrangell Borough Assembly Candidates Forum hosted by KSDK and the Wrangell Sentinel. I'm Colette Zarnicki with KSDK, and we're broadcasting live from the radio station. Tonight, you'll hear from three candidates running for one open seat on the Borough Assembly in the upcoming municipal election on October 7th. Over the next hour, the candidates will answer questions to help you get to know their views and priorities. I'll be moderating along with Jonathan Dott from the Wrangell Sentinel. The candidates seeking the one-year term on the Assembly are incumbent Brittany Robbins, incumbent Philip Mock, and challenger David Wilson. Here's how the forum will work. For each question, candidates will have up to 1 minute to respond. The order of responses has been randomized and will change throughout the evening. Candidates may use less than their allotted time, but not more. Jonathan and I will keep time and give visual cues as you approach the limit. If a candidate goes over, we'll politely interrupt to keep things fair. We'll draw names throughout the evening to ensure fairness in response order. With that, let's begin with 2 minute opening statements from each candidate. We'll start with Philip Mock.
All right. Thank you for having us, Colette. Appreciate all you do here at KSTK. Well, I'm Philip Mock. I've been a resident here in Wrangell for about 2.5 years almost. My background is in the seafood industry. Have been fishing since I was 12 years old with my dad, and after college kind of got into the processing and management side of things and really enjoy that. So that's what brought me here to Wrangell. And like a lot of people say, when you get here, you really fall in love with the place. So that's kind of what got me excited to be more part of the community. And part of that was seeing an opportunity with the Assembly and an open seat and putting my kind of letter of intent and see if I would be chosen to join for a few months. And amazingly, it's been 8 months and time has flown by. The summer is clearly gone with all this rain. So, you know, it's been a great experience. And I will say that, you know, the city has a lot of opportunity and a lot of exciting things happening. And so that's why I'm running. So thank you for having me.
Awesome. Thank you. And we are missing one candidate who is running late. So Brittany is here. Brittany, will you give an intro to us?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks to KSK and the Sentinel for having us. My name is Brittany Robbins, lifelong Alaskan. I've been in Wrangell since 1989. There are a lot of new people here now. So for those of you who don't know me or my family, we were the previous owners of what is now Wrangell IGA. You'll hear it called Bob's A Lot. That was when we owned it. We moved here in 89 for my dad to be the general manager. And so sometimes you do still hear Benjamin's, and that is what it was called when we moved here back in the 80s. I went to school here K through 12. My kids are now going through here K through 12. And when we sold in 2018, I actually was working at the school and then moved to the Chamber of Commerce after that. And during my time at the Chamber of Commerce, I saw a need at the borough as I was attending meetings as the chamber director and just being knowledgeable about what was happening within the borough. And so I actually sat down with my kids at the time and I said, hey, I know that I'm on the school board and that I'm at the chamber and I do a lot of meetings and I'm not home all the time, but this is what's going on. This is for the city. I would be helping making decisions for your future here. What do you think? And my daughter looked at me, this was 3 years ago, so she was around 11, and she said, well, I don't want you to have more meetings, but I want you to help Wrangell. And so that was the moment I put in my official declaration of candidacy. So I am 3 years incumbent on the borough, and it has been a really educational and challenging front to do, and I have loved every minute of it. There have been a lot of hard decisions, and actually Philip has been around for many of those hard decisions. So I'm coming short on time, so I'm gonna say thank you.
Awesome, thank you. So now we have David Wilson as well. We will give him a minute to settle in, but I will Hi. We are going to... Okay. Hi, David.
Hello.
Okay. So we're going to give... We're doing 2-minute opening statements. Will you give us an opener for us?
Okay. Well, thanks for having me. I'm sorry I'm a few minutes late. Yeah, I'm David Wilson. I've lived here for 27 years. I have 6 children that we raised in this community that have all graduated from our school system here. I've been heavily involved in different things. I've been on the school board now for 8 years. I've been heavily involved in some of the youth activities and sports. I just love Wrangell. I've want a chance to give back. My wife just recently retired, so we have even more time, or I have more time. I know there's a lot of great things that are happening right now in Wrangell, and I'm excited about what's going, and I would just want to be a part of it and try and do my part and give as much as I can. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So now we'll move on to questions. The first one comes from Jonathan Daw with the Wrangell Sentinel, and we will have Brittany Robbins answer the first one.
My question is, why are you running for this office?
That's an easy one. I am running for this office just to continue my time on the borough. Wrangell is incredibly special to me. Like I said, I've been in Wrangell since 1989. There are sometimes mistakes. I've read in the Sentinel that I was born here. That's not true. But I was raised here, and I am a lifelong Alaskan. I have lived in Cordova and Yakutat as well. But it's just a really special place for me, and I want to see it thrive, not just survive. And we've been surviving for a very long time, and we're really starting to see Wrangell turn around and start to thrive again, and that's been a very exciting venture for me.
Great, thank you. And the next one will be David Wilson.
I love it here. As I said in my opening statement, I think I have some things to offer. I've got a desire to do the best that I can. I am very good at studying out and researching things that are going on. I think we're at an exciting time in Wrangell where we're looking at different areas of growth. I'm excited about what's going on with the waterfront. How things are really shaping up. I want to be a part of it. I think that I can be, and I think I can offer something. And so I'm here to offer it.
Great. And Philip Mock.
Yeah, thank you. I think the reason I'm running is, it's a very pivotal time for Wrangell. It seems like the community knows that we have our hurdles, and we have a great leadership team at the city, not just the borough manager, but the directors. And there's a lot of ambitions. There's a lot of movement forward. And I think it's truly the time to act and to move forward. We can talk about all the options day and night. But truly, I think it's really time to act. And I'm running because I think that, I have a new set of eyes, someone that hasn't been here, as long as some of the other people in town, but, views from different angles. And I think I can add some other insight that others may not.
Great. Okay, so I will ask the next one. And this one goes, this question will go to Brittany. First, what are your top 3 priorities?
I think my top 3 priorities, coming at it as an incumbent, I would say are, of course, 6 Mile property and waterfront, the decisions to be made there. Again, no decisions have been made. We're, still really feeling all of that out, but making a decision sooner than later, because, like I said, I want Wrangell to thrive, not survive, and we need to, Philip just said, we need to, now's the time to move forward. Now's the time to change. I think education funding and as much education help as we can, even if it's not funding that we can provide, just ideas and conversation with education. That's a big part of why people move anywhere that they move. And then I would say the third priority would be, that's such a good question. I think probably those are my two priorities, and I'd have to think a little harder about what other priorities might be.
Awesome, thank you. And then Philip Mock, what are your top three priorities?
Yeah, thank you, Colette. I think my top three are economic development, housing, and childcare. Really, to add on to my last item there is that this city has so much potential. It really has potential for growth and building on the current infrastructure, whether it's the Marine Service Center, the waterfront, things like that. There's so much potential for growth. But I also think that really a part of that is to, if we're going to grow our economy, we need to bring people in. We need to have people to be part of that economic growth. And that really comes down to housing. And we've done great progress on Aldertop, really excited about that. But I also think that childcare is also a big part of it, is if you want families in town, if you want to grow our school, we have to have a opportunity for them to be here and to raise their kids from newborn to K through 12.
Great, thank you. And Mr. Wilson, what are your top three priorities?
I would have to say economic development, waterfront development, whether it be 6 Mile property or whether it be the shipping yard. There's different things that can be happening. And education, of course. That's probably my top priority, is the education system in our community. I don't think that education can get enough. It's lifeblood of the future of the community. It's what we want to develop and what will bring people into the community. Two main things that people are going to look at in their community if they're thinking about moving somewhere is, one, healthcare, and two, education. And Search is doing a great job right now at healthcare. We need to do our job with education and then the economic development.
All right, thank you very much. This next question, going first again by random drawing, believe it or not, is Brittany. Brittany, do you support the effort to move the town's barge landing to the six mile mill site, and why?
Okay, so I wouldn't say it's an effort to move it to the 6 Mile mill site. That is the site that we are currently working with AML to discuss the potential of. Should that be the decision we make, I would say I'm going to support the best decision for all of Wrangell. It's just whatever decision I make will be based on what's best for the community as a whole, not a certain facet of the community, not a certain group within the community. It will be what's going to be the overall best for all of Wrangell. And that is really all I feel comfortable saying about the 6 Mile property and barge system right now.
Okay, and next, Mr. Wilson?
I would certainly like to be able to study it out more, but, you know, I think that's a very viable option to move out there. It takes it right out of the city center of the city, but rare do you have such an industry or a barge line or something like that right in the middle of the city. I think it would be a better place for it. But I don't know all the information. I don't know all the studies going on right now. But I think it's very viable, and I think it's wherever it is, it needs to be redone. I mean, what we have right now is not sufficient. And I think we need to definitely look at that as a very viable option.
Okay, thank you very much. And Mr. Monk.
All right. Well, thank you. You know, this is a hot topic for sure, as many have heard about it and spoken about it. I think that a lot of this is really a partnership between the city and AML and SAMHSA. We really have to work together with them. They are the service of freight to town, and they are a core part of this town. Without them, we won't really be able to survive. So it's really a partnership. We have to find something that works for both the city and their operations. I know that there's a lot of concerns about what that would mean if they went down, and it would affect many parts of the economy. But I also think that there's pluses and minuses, and the great thing is that people have been very open about it and willing to reach out to some of the assembly members. So it's definitely something that's being worked on.
Great. Okay. The next question goes back to you, Philip. If you could set the top priorities for growing our local economy, what would they be?
That is a good question. I think that top priorities for growing, we have some great things. The borough has really pursued different opportunities in the lumber industry that has a lot more momentum than it has in the past. I think that tourism is a big part of the community. It's something that's been fairly consistent other than the COVID time period, but it's also an opportunity. The waterfront ties into that for sure. But I also think that the Marine Service Center is some place that could see a lot of growth. I think that's something that makes Wrangell very unique. And I think that there's a lot of opportunity there. We're known around Southeast Alaska for the services we provide. So, supporting the current infrastructure and economies we have, those are probably some of the main ones there.
Great. And then, David, if you could set the top priorities for growing our local economy, what would they be?
Well, I definitely think that we still need to, that we, as Philippa just said, a lot of the big growth is right in the Marine Center. The Marine Centered industry, the boat haul out brings a lot to this community, and it has since it began. I don't think anybody saw how far it was going to go and how much it was going to grow. And I think it still has more potential to grow even further. And so I'd like to see that continue to be developed. There's other industries that have been interested in coming in. I know that they've been talking about some other things happening out at Six Mile. But I think bringing people into the community also will help us develop our economy.
Great. And Brittany, if you could set the top priorities for growing our local economy, what would they be?
I would have to agree with Assemblymember Mock and Mr. Wilson. And what we have economically, the Marine Service Center, the waterfront and tourism, while maintaining control, when we're talking about tourism, I know that that's a topic within the community, maintaining control of the waterfront, but definitely opening it up to allow for a larger footprint, especially heads in beds. And then I think it's really important to remember the bringing in of new industry. That one's a difficult one for a lot of people within the community because we are Wrangell and we have what I call the Wrangell mentality. And, it's Wrangell. And we want it to stay the same. And unfortunately, we can't 100% stay the same. The world is evolving around us and we have to evolve a little bit with it too. So I think a priority would just be getting more of the public on board with introducing new industry to the community and what that could bring to us.
Thank you.
All right, this next question will start with David Wilson. Mr. Wilson, what do you see as the most pressing issue our borough is facing in the next 2 years, and how would you address it?
And that's a tough one. I think there's quite a few different pressing issues. Certainly, we've already mentioned several of, what are we going to do with Six Mile property? What are we going to do to grow? I honestly think right now that one of the biggest things that we need to stand behind and for me is the education, developing our education and to higher levels than what we have right now. we've been dropping down. We've been failing. And it's getting less and less emphasis. And I think we need to put more emphasis there because that will help grow our community. It will bring people in if they've got something to come here for.
All right, thank you. Mr. Mock, what do you see as the most pressing issue our borough is facing in the next 2 years, and how would you address it?
So I think the topic there would be, for me, is housing. I think that's really kind of a center point for a lot of what's happening. You know, if we want to grow the economy, you got to have a place for people to live. You want to grow our schools and you know, bring in more state funding. We need to have a place for these people, these families to live. If we want to encourage the current business owners to grow, they need people who can work for them. And I hear that a lot from local business owners, that they just can't find the people they need. And so housing, like I said, Aldertop has been a great opportunity, but I think there's a lot more. One of the ways I think we are addressing it is with Surge. They've been a great partner with the borough, making their plan unit development not far out of town. Housing is definitely one of the higher topics.
All right, Ms. Robbins, what do you see as the most pressing issue our borough is facing in the next 2 years, and how would you address it?
I would have to agree with Assemblymember Mock, and I think that's been a pressing issue for quite some time and something we've talked about ad nauseum, truly, as a community, not even just as the borough, but just in Wrangell, is housing. There's a housing crisis. It's not unique to Wrangell, but it is still a problem. People can't move here if they don't have somewhere to live. So if we want to grow, we need somewhere for people to live, as Assemblymember Mock said as well. So I think housing, when you talk about, like, the biggest problem is, of course, finances. We don't have a ton of money coming in, but we can't have a ton of money coming in. Well, we still wouldn't necessarily be a ton, but we can't bring in more money if we don't have people to bring that money, to spend that money, and we can't have people spending that money if they can't move here and live here.
Great. Thank you so much. Mr. Wilson, what's your take on Wrangell's housing shortage, and how would you tackle it?
Well, we definitely have a housing shortage here, and how to tackle it is, you know, it's not just having property available, it's also being able to have the industry to do something with the property. And right now, we're short of contractors and people to build housing. And so we have to do something to attract not just people to buy property, we need to attract businesses to build it. Contractors, we're in desperate need for it. My wife and I have just been putting an addition on our house, and it's murder to try and get somebody coming to help do work. So I think we need to somehow attract the housing industry, the people that actually build, into the community as a real place to come and work.
Great, thank you. And Brittany?
The housing issue, it's an issue. It's a pretty big issue. It's an issue that I think, should we find a way to come up with solutions, would, you know, help us really expand our economic development. We have seen the great partnership with Search, as Assemblymember Mock brought up in the last question. They're building housing for their staff. That's going to open up a lot of rentals because they do have so many traveling staff that work at the hospital that take up a lot of the rental units. So that's going to open up a lot of currently utilized housing. So that's going to make a big difference, I think. Additionally, we have another, it's coming back to us again as an assembly, but there's going to be some, I think there's 6-plexes being potentially built over by the old hospital and across from the elementary school. That's helpful. So things where we can not just sell land but have the development pre-planned out are really effective.
Great, thank you. And Philip, what's your take on Wrangell's housing shortage, and how would you tackle it?
All right, yes. So we all agree there's definitely a housing shortage. I agree with Mr. Wilson that it's not just the availability of land, but also the ability to have something built on it. I think the biggest thing that the borough can do is, you know, Mayor Gilbert says it every time, there's land for sale. If you're interested, reach out to the borough. But I think the biggest thing the borough itself can do after that is to make the process simpler. If you're a builder, if you have property and you want to build, a lot of these processes can be very complicated, and, you know, permits and, you know, getting financing, Army Corps permits, planning and zoning. If we can streamline that and assist these people coming forward and being excited to build, that's, I think, where the borough can really step forward.
Thank you.
All right. This next question, we're going back to Mr. Wilson. Do you support the effort for a joint borough cruise line project to build a new dock on the downtown waterfront to accommodate smaller ships for overnight stays, and why or why not?
Yes, I do support. I think we have to put something forward. We have to make it easier for these cruise lines and more accommodating for the cruise lines to come in, especially the smaller cruise lines. I don't know all the information about it. I've got to admit, the two incumbents here probably know a lot more about what's being discussed than I do. But I think, you know, if you're going to move forward, you have to put something into it yourself. And I think that's something for our community that they went ahead and they put something into our marine industry when they started up the boatyard, and it has blossomed. I think the same thing is the potential is there for making it easier for the small cruise lines to come in.
All right. Thank you very much. Now we're going to Brittany. Do you support the effort for a joint borough cruise line project to build a new dock on the downtown waterfront to accommodate smaller ships for overnight stays? Why or why not?
I do. I very much support it. And I will say that I have feelings about tourism. But when we're talking about this particular project, I want the key word that you said was joint. The borough intends, to my knowledge, and it's a lot of it in the MOU that is very public, that we would maintain control. It's a partnership. It's not selling the waterfront. We're not selling the waterfront. The dock can be used by other patrons of the borough's choosing. So yeah, I absolutely support it. We need more people in town overnight. Feet on the ground, heads in beds, and the more of that we have, then we can bolster our summer season, as Wrangell has really two economic seasons, summer and winter. So if we can bolster summer, it can help us get through winter.
Thank you very much. And Philip, do you support the effort for a joint borough cruise line project dock on the downtown waterfront to accommodate smaller ships for overnight stays? Why or why not?
Yeah, thank you. So the topic that you're bringing up is American Cruise Lines, and I think it's a great opportunity. I do support it. American Cruise Lines is not your typical cruise ship company. It's not your 2,000, 4,000 person boat. It's a 170 person vessel. It's a great fit to the community. They plan to stay overnight, more time in town, more time to go eat out, spend some time in our shops, and truly boost our economy. It's not a 2,000 person ship that stays for 5-6 hours and off it goes. So it's a great fit, I think, and I think being kind of a joint partnership in that is very much a positive part for me. Like Brittany said, kind of blooming together and trying to see where it all fits in.
Great, thank you. The next question goes to Brittany. If tough budget cuts are needed in the future, what areas would you prioritize protection?
Sorry, that's a really difficult one. We've had to make some tough budgeting decisions in the past. I think there are, you know, water and sewer, obviously we need people in those positions. We're already shorthanded in those positions. You could say the same about our, you know, police department. We're okay. So I don't want to say that I would necessarily, I would need to look and see if we were in that position, who are we talking about? Where are we talking about it? Because I can't say in any one position that I think is necessarily more important than another. They all are extremely important. They all make the borough work. They are all part of this well-oiled machine that we have built and done so difficultly, because it already is pretty stretched in every department, I would say. So, yeah, I would just sort of prioritize the issue when it came to hand.
Thank you. And this question, I'll repeat it again. Mr. Wilson, if tough budget cuts are needed in the future, what areas would you prioritize protection?
If I'm understanding correctly, you're saying what areas would we want to protect the most?
Yes.
Well, of course, near and dear to my heart is going to be education. I think education needs to be protected. I agree with what Brittany is saying, that everything is important. We need to have it all working together. But I think that if we don't protect and continue to educate our children, then we're going to be losing the future. And it's not going to matter how well we oil right now. It's going to be less in the future, and the engine's going to seize up. So I think that's what my priority would be, is protection. And then also the development. Our marine industry needs more growth. And that's going to be a lot of what's going to help our community to keep going.
Okay, great. Thank you. And Philip, I'll repeat again. If tough budget cuts are needed in the future, what areas would you prioritize protection?
Yeah, thank you, Colette. I think that, you know, over probably the last 6 months when we were going through the budget, it was a very similar process that we would have to do, is literally go line by line through the budget and see where, you know, we could cut some fat, I guess. But to me, the thing I would prioritize is the safety and the life support of this town, which is water, sewer, electrical, the police, the fire department. Keeping them fully funded is very important to me. If anyone's ever had any interactions with our police department or our fire and EMS group, they are fantastic. You know, if you know, that is a core part of a community, and definitely ours.
Great, thank you.
Okay, this next question we will start with you, Mr. Mock. Serving on the Borough Assembly is a huge commitment. How do you plan to schedule out your time to serve on this seat?
It's a good question. I have a unique career, I guess, that gives me some time, especially in the winter months, to spend some time thoroughly look through agendas and pick the minds of our city management. And definitely summers are busy for most of us, but I think the time and the effort, and, you know, there's definitely times when you stay up late looking through the whole agenda, but you know, being in that position as an assembly member, I take it seriously. I think that it plays a big role in the movement forward of the community. And if there's going to be a late night or two, it's definitely something I would prioritize.
All right. Thank you so much. And David, serving on the Borough Assembly is a huge commitment. How do you plan to schedule your time to serve on the seat?
I'm retired, so I've got lots of time to study and to read. I'm good at researching things out. I'm good at learning as much as I can. I would be putting time every day. I'd be scheduling I'm very good if I structure my time. So I would have structured time every day to be putting forth to studying out the issues, learning what I can do, and to giving what I can. And I don't mind going and bending other people's ears. So I would be putting forth some pavement time where I'd be going out and asking.
All right, thank you. And Brittany, same question to you. Serving on the assembly is a huge commitment. How do you plan to schedule your time to serve on the seat?
Yeah, well, I've been doing it for 3 years. Two of those 3 years, I served as the school board vice president. So that was another dance around that I had. I'm incredibly committed and take this position that I have currently very seriously, much like Assemblymember Mock. I don't get a whole lot of sleep. I got two kids. I have a full-time plus job, 60 hours plus a week. Travel a lot for both that and medical. I've been known to jump on via Zoom from an airplane for meetings that I felt very passionate about being part of. I haven't missed many in my time, which is actually pretty remarkable considering all of the things I just noted. So I have a digital calendar. Again, I don't sleep a whole lot, but it's a very important thing to me to be a part of it. And I do whatever I need to do to make sure I'm there and prepared.
Okay. The next question, I'll direct this to you, Mr. David Wilson. What role should the borough play in balancing development with environmental and cultural preservation?
Oh, I think that, if I'm not mistaken, the Assembly has been working very hard to continue to build a partnership with the local cultural. And I see culture as many different things. People think of culture, they think right away of just some kind of race or language or something, but I see culture as all-encompassing. We have a fishing culture here. We have a boat-building culture here. We have an educational culture, a forestry culture. And of course, we have a Tlingit Haida culture. And they all have to work together, and they're all a partnership. So working with the WCA is very important, as well as any other kind of, I think we're even showing it with what's been developed.
Thank you. And Mr. Mock, what role should the borough play in balancing development with environmental and cultural preservation?
Yeah, thank you. I think it's a key role in the borough's plans of moving forward. I think the borough has a great relationship with the WCA, that working together on many items, kind of working with each other in many aspects. But I also think that when it comes to the environment and environmental preservation, I think the borough is very keen on that. And they make sure that they dig deep before they move. When it also comes to the culture and the atmosphere of town, you know, a lot of people have concerns about, you know, tourism could be becoming too big or other items that don't click with the town. And I think that the biggest part is just maintaining the atmosphere and the culture of Wrangell, and making sure that the borough can work together with that.
Thank you. And Brittany, what role should the borough play in balancing development with environmental and cultural preservation?
Thank you. Yeah, as both Assemblymember Mock and Mr. Wilson said, we do, as a borough, have a great working relationship with WCA and with the Forest Service for the most part. And I think it's taken very seriously at the borough that we make sure to do our due diligence before even really bringing things forward to an open meeting with the Assembly. It's important, and we know that it's important to understand culture, whether it's our local culture, indigenous culture, our migrant culture, which would be the fishing industry and the forestry, and I think environmentally as well. And as somebody who works in environmental preservation, I would note that Wrangell is quite clean and very environmentally friendly, comparatively speaking, and so I take actually a lot of pride in that.
Thank you.
All right, this next question, we're going to be starting with Philip. Philip, in your view, what mistakes or missteps, if any, has the Borough Assembly made recently?
All right. Well, thank you for that. You know, it's a tough one. You know, I can't look back at as far as some of the others here, but I think what we can really work on is acting, doing our due diligence, doing our research, finding the best path, and we need to stop waiting for the perfect item. When opportunities arise, it's time to move Wrangell forward and to take advantage of opportunities that come forward. Some of them are good, some of them aren't, and we just it's part of the borough's management and the assembly to find those and make right decisions. But overall, I think it's time to act and move the community forward.
Thank you so much. David, in your view, what mistakes or missteps, if any, has the borough assembly made recently?
I would echo some of what Mr. Mock just said, that you know, we in the community, we tend to think that we've got to wait for the perfect day or the perfect thing, perfect mix. And I don't think that's going to happen right off. I think that's something that grows. You know, if I wanted to take my family on a picnic and I was going to wait for the perfect sunshine day, I could be months. And so you got to take action, and you got to see what's there now. What can we do to grow now with what we have? And then yeah, greater opportunities are going to come forward, and we're going to be able to make bigger steps in the future. But we have to go with what we have right now. Baby steps, if it is, or small steps. We got to do what we can.
All right. Thank you so much. Last but not least, Brittany, in your view, what mistakes or missteps has the borough assembly made recently, if any?
Yeah, thanks for that question. So I'm just going to start with saying that mistakes happen all the time everywhere, and there's like no way to completely get around having mistakes happen or missteps happen. But I'm going to flip the narrative just a little bit and brag a little bit on this current borough assembly and administration. I think that a lot of great things have been happening, and I think we're seeing a lot of action finally. As somebody who's been in Wrangell for as long as I have, I can tell you that these decisions that have been made recently are decisions that could have been made many, many times before, and there has been in the past mismanagement or just hemming and hawing, too many studies, too many people worried about upsetting, you know, a certain demographic or whatever it is. So I would actually switch that and brag that I think recently we've had a lot of great steps, and that mistakes are still a possibility. Some of the decisions we made could end up being a mistake at some point, but right now I'm still really happy with our assembly.
Great, thank you. The next question, Philip Mock. How should the borough support schools and school programs within the constraints of the budget?
Yeah, thank you, Colette. So funding, of course, is something that's not just a local issue, but it's a statewide issue. And there are restrictions on what the borough can do in funding the schools. And I'm happy to see that we are going and stepping forward, not just to what was kind of set aside in previous years, just funding via sales tax, but actually dipping into general funds to make sure that we fund the school as best that we can. So it's definitely a core part of our community, and funding is tough. We all feel it, whether it's in the borough or if it's at home. And I think that it all comes back to that the borough needs to grow to be able to fund more, and also to have more kids come to school and get that funding from the state.
Great, thank you. And Brittany, how should the borough support schools and school programs within the constraints of the budget?
Thank you. Yeah, this one's near and dear to my heart. There are some constraints that go far beyond the borough. As Assemblymember Mock kind of pointed out, we have restrictions on how we can use funds for the school, what funds, where they come from, and how they can be used by the school. There's a lot going on there. The biggest issue being the fact that really what the borough provides to the district gets absorbed by the state, and then the state takes credit for that. So whatever the state decides is the maximum a school can receive, the borough or municipal contribution, they call it the local required contribution, goes into that number and the state takes credit for it. So what this borough can do, like Mr. Mock said, is we can help Wrangell grow. We can try to get more people here, have them bring families here, get more kids in our district, and help out where we can with small things as much as possible. Building programs out. We have internship programs as well.
Thank you. And David, how should the borough support schools and school programs within the constraints of the budget?
Well, yes, as they've mentioned, there's a lot of dropping the ball on the state level and on the federal level. And with federal, there's a lot of uncertain things right now. But I think that the community needs to fund it at its maximum, the maximum contribution it can give. And then with bringing in families, we can get certainly more children, build it back up. But if we don't bolster what we have now and build it back up, there's not going to be a reason for people to move here. And so I think we have to give it to the maximum that we can, and then look for other ways that we can help the community, the partnerships, and certainly use what we have. You know, we got a $3.5 million bond several years ago to do work on the schools, and it still hasn't been done. We've got $10 million total. Nothing's being done right now.
Thank you. And Jonathan will ask the last question.
Okay. This last question we will start with Mr. Wilson. David, in your opinion, what has the assembly really gotten right in the last few years?
I think other than the fact that I'm running, so I'm looking at the assembly right now is doing really well. I think that there's a great environment there. I think there's a lot of cooperation working together. So I think what they've done right is that they are building, that there have been some personnel growth. I think we've got a management team that can go a long ways right now. I think what we need to do is just continue to help that, nurture it. But I think we also need to look at what is being done. As Brittany said, there are some great things happening, but we also need to catch up on some of the things in the past that have been put to the side that need to be done.
Okay, great. And Brittany.
Yeah, thanks. A little bit more bragging. I think this assembly has done incredible things, made some really hard decisions. We set out 3 years ago when I was first elected to the assembly, and Mayor Gilbert was in her first term. We said infrastructure, economic development, and I've seen both of those things come straight through. You know, I'm excited about the as everybody knows it, City Market Hill. I know that borough manager keeps using the actual name of the road. I think, is that one St. Michael? St. Michael's. See, I, bred and raised here, I also say turn right at the Catholic Church, right? So City Market Hill, seeing that done, knowing that underground infrastructure is being taken care of as they are doing the roads is so important. And it's another, step in the right direction of something that was put off. Front Street was done many years ago when my daughter was an infant. They didn't do anything underground. We're gonna have to rip it up again.
Okay, and last but not least, Philip. The question again is, in your view, what has the assembly really gotten right in the last few years?
So I think, the one thing that the assembly has done really well is start the momentum. I think that the borough, not just the assembly, but management has started making connections, been reaching out, been really ambitious, and these connections are moving forward, and it's pretty exciting. There's there's a lot of movement. There's, I feel like people are starting to see things done. You got St. Michael Street, you've got plans for McKinnon, and that's just infrastructure itself. But we've seen it in the last few weeks. You have a fully staffed public works department that's making huge steps in fixing the potholes and various other things. And so we've made really good steps. We have a new water treatment plant, $20 million, which is amazing for a town like ours. And so a lot of great steps. We have a great team at the city, and can't say enough good things about them.
Okay, thank you. So we'll now give each candidate 2 minutes for a closing statement, beginning with Philip Mock.
All right, thank you, Colette. I think I want to start out with saying thank you for having us here, and Jonathan as well, thank you for being here. You know, I think you touched on a lot of great points. There's a lot of things coming forward, and being on the assembly and being able to see that in the last few months has been a great experience for me, and I want to continue that. And it's been great working with those on the assembly, with the city, and there's a lot of exciting opportunities coming our way. And it's, like I've said many times, it's time to act. It's time to take these opportunities and run with them. And, you know, at the same time, making sure they're the right opportunities to act upon for the city. So economic development, housing, all things that have opportunities in front of us, and making it something easier for those outside to come in, step in, and say, I want to invest in Wrangell, and making that process easier. And in the big picture, we've got to move our great town forward. We can't be stagnant. We need to move forward and grow.
Thank you. And David Wilson, a closing statement.
I'm proud to live here in Wrangell. You know, of all the places I've lived in my life, this is the longest I've ever lived anywhere. And so whether I was born in Alaska or not, or born in Wrangell or not, it doesn't matter a whole lot to me. I belong to Wrangell. And so I think we are seeing some good things going forward. Right now, it's taken a while, but I'm glad to see some of the projects that are happening. And I think if we can continue that, as Philip said, the momentum is there. Now we just need to keep that momentum building. I don't want it to come stagnant and just say, okay, we've done. No, it's got to keep on going. And I want to see now the projects at the school get done. And see some momentum there so that we can build all facets of our community. I think we've got a great assembly, and I respect the people that are on it. That's why I'd like to be a part of the team. I respect those people, and I respect the work that they're doing. And I think that it's a team effort, which isn't just the members of the assembly, it's just everybody in the community. We need to get some of the people in the community more enthused about what's going on and contributing more. Because it can be done. You know, we're a small town, but I was surprised when we moved here at how big Wrangell really is. Maybe small in numbers, but what we have here in this town to offer is far outreaching. Other communities I've been to that are twice the size. So I'd just like to see it grow.
Thank you. And Brittany, closing statement.
Yeah, thanks again, Colette and John, for inviting us here today and having this forum. Great questions. I would just say that, yeah, Wrangell is an incredible town. It does envelop people who come here. I don't know how many people I've talked to that had zero intention of ever moving to Wrangell, but they came here, they visited, and they had to come back. There is something very special about Wrangell and who we are here. I would say that on Borough Assembly, I'm always going to make the decision that's going to be best for Wrangell as a whole community. And I really am excited about the momentum that we have going. I want to continue being a part of that momentum. It's been really valuable and really exciting to be a part of those decisions. And like I've said earlier too, we've had to make some really hard decisions this year. And I think what I love the most about our assembly is that we're willing to make those decisions. And it's not always cut and dry. It's not always a unanimous vote. And I think that's amazing, because isn't that what an elected governing board is supposed to be? Varying opinions of different facets of the community. I think it's amazing. And the forward motion that we've seen with our administration and with our assembly and outreach within the community and really trying to get more people involved. Philip talking about going and chatting with people. And I try my best to do the same as well when I am in town. Again, I am a very, very busy mom of two who works full-time plus. But, you know, it's been really rewarding to be a part of the borough moving forward with such strong momentum and seeing big things happening and seeing the potential for what could happen in the future.
Thank you so much. So that concludes tonight's forum with the three candidates running for Wrangell's Borough Assembly. Again, incumbent Brittany Robbins, incumbent Philip Mock, and challenger David Wilson. A recording of this forum will be posted at kstk.org and rebroadcast ahead of the municipal election. On behalf of KSDK and the Wrangell Sentinel, I'd like to thank our candidates for sharing their time and perspectives this evening. And thank you, our listeners, for joining us. Good night.